937, I'm eastbound 130th and Powell. I just had a guy get on. He's completely covered in blood. He looks like somebody hit the head with a baseball bat. There's just like gobbets of like flesh and blood just all over him, and he will not get off.
I copy. Can you ask him if he needs medical?
I told him that he needed to go to the hospital. Now he's getting off.
I copy. Is there any biohazard on the bus?
Sit down. Sit down immediately. Okay. Now he just broke the glass on my bus now.
I copy. Is he inside or outside of the bus?
He got off and started hurling rocks, so now I have a broken door and broken windows.
Okay, the glass in the door is broken, and what windows are broken?
I have to look. I left before anything else happened, so the glass in my one panel of my door is for sure broken. That might be it.
I copy. And when you can you give me a description of him so I can put out a warning for other people not to pick him up?
He's a slender Caucasian, blonde hair. He had on sweatpants that were falling off and like maroon underwear underneath, and then like a grayish blue t-shirt. And his hair was short and spiky and blonde, but he's just covered in blood.
I copy. And are you... Is the glass still intact in the door? 937, is the glass still intact in the door? Is it spiderwebbed or is the glass coming out?
At this point, it's still in one piece. It is spiderwebbed and there's a bulge in it, but it's still intact.
I copy. And are you doing okay? Does anyone need medical or anything?
No, nobody needs medical. And I'm fine.
I copy. Well, let's have you continue to the transit center and we'll send the supervisor to check the damage.
Copy.
And how old do you think that person was that broke the door glass?
I'm going to say maybe in his 30s.
I copy.